fewer Americans think Ukraine is winning the war. What the U.S. media won't tell you. Let's get into the article. More Americans are losing confidence in Ukraine that Ukraine is winning the war. So what am I talking about? There was a Rasmussen poll released this past week that shows that nearly half of Americans, 46%, believe that the war between Russia and the Ukraine is a stalemate, meaning it's deadlocked. The percentage of people who believe Russia is winning is 19%, and the percentage of people who believe Ukraine is winning is 21%. That 21% of Americans who believe that Ukraine is winning the war is down from 32% in just 2 months. So it went from 32% in December to 21% now. And why do I believe that this is happening? Why is there a decline of Americans' confidence in Ukraine? Of Americans' confidence in Ukraine? I believe that more Americans are waking up to the reality that their media, the U.S. propaganda media, is lying to them. Since this conflict started, the U.S. media has been heavily pushing the narrative that not only has Ukraine been able to hold off Russia, but that it's even beaten back Russia from various territories within Ukraine. When you get that kind of bullshit media coverage constantly, but things are not changing on the ground, and or you're having to continue to throw more U.S. taxpayer dollars at the problem, people start becoming skeptical and cynical that what their propaganda media was telling them before is the truth. And that's what's happening here, I believe. More Americans are realizing that they've been hoodwinked, bamboozled by their media, and that the war is much more grim and equal than they initially thought. You're also getting more Americans questioning the continued funding of Ukraine and talking about how funding could be used elsewhere on other projects. I personally brought up this exact topic before and made a video about it. And I mentioned how both homelessness and poverty here in America is out of control and how nothing is being done to address these issues, homelessness and poverty especially. The Rasmussen poll also pointed out that middle-aged voters were more likely to say that the Biden administration was, quote, doing too much to help Ukraine. Middle-aged voters. So, and I guarantee you, if the media was telling the truth from the onset, from the start of this whole conflict between Russia and Ukraine, I guarantee you that middle-aged voters would not be alone in thinking that the Biden administration and that the U.S. Was doing too much to help Ukraine. I guarantee you more people would be outspoken about how this war has cost a lot of money, over $100 billion. I think it's around $113 billion of military, financial, and humanitarian aid. Humanitarian aid is only like 3%. Don't think this is a humanitarian mission. It's not. It's mainly a military and financial one. The U.S. and NATO have drawn out this war, and more Americans would have been outspoken and against this war had the media, their propaganda media, been more honest and forthright about what's going on. But they haven't. Unfortunately, because we have a propaganda media here in the United States, and it goes from left to right, right to left. Fox News is a propaganda media just as much as ABC News, MSNBC, Newsmax, all of these, OAN, all of these are propaganda media outlets. That's the article. What do you guys think? Like the video, it helps with the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel, comment, and let me know what you guys think about this story. If you're on the podcast, tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.